Welcome to morning prayer and worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. This is All Saints Day in the church calendar. I invite you to go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. It'd be our honor and our joy to pray for you and with you.
Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I seek. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. O Lord, please light the fire that once burned bright and clear. Replace the lamp of my first love that burns with holy fear. I want to take your word and shine it all around. First, help me just to live it, Lord. And when I'm doing well, help me to never seek a crown, for my reward is giving glory to you. Your face is all I seek. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. And oh Lord, please light the fire that once burn bright and clear. Replace the lamp of my first love that burns with holy fear. I want to take your word and shine it all around. First, help me just to never seek a crown, for my reward is giving glory to you.
Take a few moments, search your heart, see if you've been walking away from the Lord instead of towards Him. Take a moment to confess, to turn around, to repent. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
I want to take your word and shine it all around. First, help me just to live, Lord. And when I'm doing well, help me to never seek a crown, for my reward is giving glory to you. Your face is all I seek. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me.
Thank you, Lord. We love you today. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you that your goodness and mercy have followed us all the days of our lives to this moment now. Our Psalms for today, Psalm 111 and 112. Hallelujah. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright in the congregation. Great are the deeds of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. His work is full of majesty and splendor, and his righteousness endures forever. He makes his marvelous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He gives food to those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the lands of the nations. The works of his hands are faithfulness and justice. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever because they are done in truth and equity. He sent redemption to his people. He commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Those who act accordingly have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Psalm 112. Hallelujah! Happy are they who fear the Lord and have great delight in his commandments. Their descendants will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in their house, and their righteousness will last forever. Light shines in the darkness for the upright. The righteous are merciful and full of compassion. It is good for them to be generous in lending and to manage their affairs with justice, for they will never be shaken. The righteous will be kept in everlasting remembrance. They will not be afraid of any evil rumors. Their heart is right. They put their trust in the Lord. Their heart is established and will not shrink until they see their desire upon their enemies. They have given freely to the poor, and their righteousness stands fast forever. They will hold up their head with honor. The wicked will see it and be angry. They will gnash their teeth and pine away. The desires of the wicked will perish.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, will be forever. Amen.
It is All Saints Day in the church calendar. Our gospel reading today, Luke 6, 20 through 31. Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. And blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your shirt, give to anyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. Let's pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It is All Saints Day in the church calendar. In our collect of the day, the prayer we pray collectively together. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God in glory everlasting. Amen. Amen. Let's take a few moments as we come into a time of guided prayer on this All Saints today to give thanks to the Lord for the saints that have gone before us, those we know and those who are part of the body and the communion that we are a part of, in the worldwide church, past, present, and future. Let's offer our hearts to the Lord, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, celebrations. Lay them all before Jesus. He cares for you today.
Church, Lord, you care for all
our immediate families, those closest to us, whatever that means in your life today.
Church, Lord Jesus, you care for all
extended families now. Acquaintances, co-workers, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, your mind, your tongue.
Care for us, for your church, Lord Jesus. You care for all.
Our enemies, Jesus commands us to bless those who curse us. Pray blessing upon them. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are part of something greater than yourself. You are part of the communion of saints. You have been knit together with those around the world, in heaven and on the earth. Walk in that knowledge, in that wonder, in that mystery, that beauty. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.